Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hebrews chapter 7.
Hebrew Tinson.
Verse 24 and 25. I want to download a message that I've entitled A Prosperous Will. But he, because he continues forever, has an unchangeable priesthood. He's talking about Jesus. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercessions for them. May God bless his word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we want to speak about a prosperous will or desire. Freedom of your soul is a hallmark of his kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The soul is made up of the will, the mind, and the emotions. Man is a spirit with a soul and a body. Man is not a soul, man is a spirit. Man is a spirit because God, who made man in his image, is a spirit. God is a spirit. He created man as a spirit. So angels are spirits, demons are spirits, man is also a spirit. You may think that man is a soul if your theology begins from the book of Genesis chapter 1 and
2.
When you trace the origin of man to Genesis chapter 1, then you may conclude or think that man is a soul. The kingdom theology that God revealed to the Apostle Paul, indeed that Jesus Christ brought, makes us to understand that man existed before creation.
The
Bible says in Psalm 91 and 2 and Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 that before the foundations of this world, God chose us. In other words, before he ever created things, we were there. Hallelujah.
Now what can kind and yum at your crumb back any of his of my was say and send one yami besi we are seen if a pimunpona mene wo ya wohodada.
So at creation, all that God did was to give man, who was a spirit, a soul, and a body.
And
why did man need a soul and a body? The reason is that man has to exist on a physical earth. So you're doing well in a physical world like the earth depends on how prosperous those earth elements, so to speak, are working. How prosperous your soul is and how prosperous your body is, that is what will determine how successful you'll be on this earth in your little sojourn as a spirit here. There is so much emphasis on the spirit among Christians and charismatics especially, in such a way that although our spirits are wonderful, we are sweet, we love God, there is faith in our hearts and all that, yet our problems do not seem to go away. We can sing and dance and worship God and have spiritual manifestations and everything. But when it comes to our practical life on this earth, kingdomizing this world, bringing what God has ordained to your family, to your workplace, to your nation, to your society, wherever we are found wanting because the emphasis is so much on the spirit. But God gave us a soul and a body so that we will do well in this life.
Hallelujah. Na ya na wuba abafu nyamesumfu charismatic ya o should sumia ende ya dwini na kwajina wonipa ne sunsum no so eno te yetumi wonyame ya tuntum nyame e manam sunsum no so nyama kese kese tumisi ne mom ya bra obo no ba hu na nkoyie na ye rafi se wonyame obo yen ya ye sunsum no ono ama ye honam ama ya wokra o wiwe se ye de bebo bra ama ye di.
Your soul needs to prosper.
Na wokra so e wo se di. Amen.
Your soul is talking about your will, your mind, and your emotions. It needs to prosper or have freedom so that you can bring about God's kingdom, what He has ordained on earth as it is in heaven.
So
the end of your faith in Jesus is the well-being or the prosperity or the freedom of your will, your mind, and your emotions. So it is when your will, your mind, and emotions are doing well that you will be free to dominate or bring about God's rule. Today we want to work on our will. We want to work on having a prosperous will so that we can have prosperous lives. Our will must be rich. That is the burden of Jesus. Not just that your spirit will be saved and you are bound for heaven. The Bible says that He is interceding continually for you and I, that our salvation will be holistic, it will be complete, it will touch our minds, it will touch our will, it will touch our emotions.
Now, see what in a human number,
Really, the reason why God saves our spirits or our spirits are born again is so that He can have the chance to work on our souls. So don't have a great spirit and a poor soul. I see you with a prosperous soul in Jesus' name.
Receive it. Amen.
The world is talking about your longings, your desires. It's talking about your interests.
Now you can't whoop her. Adia we need you. Adia we prefer yourself be ye. Adia ye di bibia tuwa eno na obefa ne kain.
Your will is talking about what you want in life, your passion.
Na ekasafa ni awoche shawa brabo imu ni ya body ya yotumi di wakahu.
This world we are talking about must be a prosperous and a free one.
Na sa opei e wase ya opei di wuko yedie na akambiare nihu.
Otherwise, you are going to have troubles in your life.
Anya sa di obenya hawa brabo imu.
Just by a misleading through your will.
Na nini namu enamu pei so.
Can we also say desires?
Desire.
Let's say interest.
Interest.
Let's say longings.
Longings.
Right. Now your desire can be good or bad. A believer can have a good desire or a bad desire. He can have a desire that can mislead him or a desire that will lead the person to the right place.
I don't say what you say what you papa and our penny. And now say him.
A bad desire is called lust.
Now, opa eya bone no your friend lust opa bone.
And it is a matter of sin.
Now, eno ena etume wo bone.
James 1, 14 and 15.
Yakubu ehonewo.
Now, why do you need a prosperous will? Why is Jesus wanting for believers' will, their desires to be free and to be rich once their spirit are saved? I'll give you some few reasons why you need a prosperous or a free world.
Number one is in
3 John
2.
A prosperous desire leads to financial prosperity and good health.
In other
words, your desires can lead you to bad health.
Because
what you want to put into your body, what your body says it wants, is a very bad thing. And yes, if you follow it, you are going to have sicknesses and troubles in your body. So a poor desire leads to financial poverty and bad health. Lift up your hands to heaven and tell God, cleanse my desires. Let what I want, what I long for, may it be something that will lead me well.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, or some of us, even as you are listening to me, what you want right now may not be the one that will lead you to the kingdom. God is sanctifying our desires.
Hallelujah.
Today. Our longings. May it be perfect. May it be holy.
Hallelujah.
May it be good.
Hallelujah.
So 3 John 2 says, beloved, I desire, or I pray, I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your souls prosper. That is the reason why you need a prosperous desire. Number 2, you need a prosperous desire because the human will lost its power. It became a poor performer when man fell. Romans chapter 7 verse 15. So before the fall of man, man had good desires. He was tempted with the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. At a time that man was hungry. So man was desiring food. I'm sure that the devil studied Adam and Eve and waited till a time that their desires was for food. Because if you are not hungry and somebody tempts you, you will not fall for it. And the devil just tricked them using their desires more. Out of desires, this is where human beings, what is left of us, just by the blood of Jesus.
Mercy.
Which people are even struggling to embrace and accept. That's okay. Where we are. His okay. Eyes.
Now show when you pop your brown something tell young who say yeah dry no community. What it yan what didn't pen and when you muno or did dada when you pa and I shen ye nipa baby send yes muja ama ya be do pensua ye wa numpo. And if to me, Jim to say, yes, so no, I'm a young, I found with Daniel Sanya Kosi, baby, I near Tedadana. Shall no push a mania, you who send nipa.
Eve looked at this tree and she said that it was desirous for food and to make one wise.
Now, Eve, we should be a best. I was a baby, a far corner, would dear over me, Nabama, when you did, dear.
So, when man fell, our desires also got so corrupted. Last came in into the world.
And until now, nipa hwi ase no. When nipa ne pass by here bone, nemom epe bone ene be se nipa mu.
So Romans chapter 7 verse 15 describes the state of man's will becoming a poor performer so that it cannot overpower the tendency to do the wrong thing that man had in his nature after the fall. The will or the desires of man could no more overpower our natural tendency to sin.
Now, okay, can Roman phone woman our church among one who said, Woman, sir, Sandy and the Bessay, so yes, she has a yap panel, and may up a papa, Connor Bonnie and a Bessay. Now, Roman for a can't send me.
So all hell broke loose in the human being.
And it's when you panic, you know, but yeah, but I did.
Romans 7:15. For what I am doing, I do not understand.
Now, Roman phone woman, tell you to do no more say.
For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. Verse 19. For the good that I desire to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I do. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Verse 24. Oh wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because when Jesus Christ came, He came to empower our desires back. So that when you
Hallelujah.
Desire to do the good, there will be so much power in your Hallelujah. Desire to overcome the sin nature, so that when you decide as a believer, Hallelujah. I am stopping this, I'm not going to do this, I don't have interest in this, you can follow through because your will has been
Hallelujah.
Empowered by Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So our willpower has been delivered by Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So that we will be free.
So in Psalm 23:3,
the Bible says that if Jesus is your shepherd, He will restore your soul.
And not to walk in kind of new medium, son, I was to say, yes, you will go on for dear, and then I will cry no Obama as we.
He will restore your soul, your will, your mind, and your emotions.
And then I will cry no Obama as we one journey will cut it there, and then I will pen Christo Obama as we.
So now that Jesus has delivered our spirits from the dominion of darkness,
now Emrea, yes, so I did your soon, every bond to me, Mono.
The only thing that is preventing us from experiencing kingdom life is the freedom of our wills.
Na adia enja yan ya ema yan tumi nya wonyame ahine ni yedie ayeye kra na da yemu no se no
so
bede no ho.
So Isaiah 1:19 says that if you are willing,
and uti Isaiah ba kuti do kro wo se se wo pa
and obedient,
na wutia
you will eat the good on this earth,
and then na ne ma pa wa sase mu no wo bede bi.
Wherever you are, you will eat the good of this earth if you are willing and you are obedient.
Bebe biara wo biara se wa ya kra do na wo be ya sutie dia ne ne pa e wo sa wi ase no na sase no mu wo be nya bi.
So you need a prosperous world because the human world lost its performing power, which is restored if Jesus is your shepherd.
We hear or papa say may you miss we ye a son say. So we say yes, so I will go on for dear. And yes, and what can and you may do no enemy and son was say. Obama will crown as we ye, and then a Christo Abem say by our crown a busy we.
Number three. You need a prosperous will because God initially made us free moral agents.
Now, who hear say what pen and who better son say? I shall say no, Nancopa or Tia who say by your bonny be or high end to.
He made us, in other words, Jesus Christ or God made us people with desires and choice and will. He wanted, he created man so that man is regulated by a will, by a choice, the power to choose. That makes you a free moral agent.
Now, yanko pon boy and what they be say you my friend or pe. Now and no now my acquaint say you bet to me easy papa. You bet to me, or the sad to me now, my say, you bet to me, ye papa. Say, by a bet to me, ye, and what baby or dear bet to be around.
So, we are not robots without desires and interest.
Yanu, you're a robot, no machine, but we are now, cause I pay, there be. When you made the pebby, I say, you move.
Without a prosperous world, our humanity is even in question.
Now, so when you're my auntie, a sap and one, and then that's one boy you put the send the panupo, and was any tea.
Number four.
That's so nice.
You need a prosperous world. Because you gravitate towards your appetite or your interest or your desires.
Now when yame eh here say what best say person say ade a wo pe no eno na twum ma wo koh.
So your desires can lead you astray.
Eno ti wo pe no ebetumi de wa agya wa koboni mu.
Let's look at the book of Proverbs chapter 23.
Mebu sam aduonu miensa.
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 1.
Mebu sam aduonu miensa chichemu edikan nara.
Every human being goes towards his desires. He follows his desires or his interests or his longings.
Ade bi biara woni papa no eno na twe no ma okoh.
So your longings must be prosperous. They must be good.
Eno ti ni awo pri ahwehwe na wo say ya papa e wo say ya de
ye. So that you are not led astray in your life.
Se be ya wo nyam wo bon sam onji wo nko baabi na wo nko baabi a emfa wo nko ye di.
You will not be led astray in Jesus name.
Amen.
Look at verse 1 Proverbs 23. When you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you.
So what is say when you be a wodimu edidi ahwe yie ne si wanim.
And put a knife to your throat if you are a man giving to appetite.
Na fase kan to ukomu say when you be a wa ukondo bibia dia.
Do not desire his delicacies for they are deceitful food.
Na men press an aduane soso no wo ba ma wani age we san say aduane e dada.
Verses do not eat the bread of a miser nor desire his delicacies.
Wo se wo bi an say di me di na aduane ana men press mama wo kon no na aduane.
For as he thinks in his heart so is he. Eat and drink he says to you but his heart is not with you.
Wo se wo di aduane be si wo na wa o san say din say di ti na kuma mo asem no kan wo se di aduane no enso na kuma mo boa.
The person says oh eat chop oh chop oh be free. The Bible says at that time, if you know that you have appetite, kill your appetite. Because just after a little while, you will vomit. The Bible says it. The muscle you have eaten, you will vomit it out and lose all your sweet words. So I want to say to all of you listening to me, watch what you desire. Watch what you are interested in. Watch your longings. Watch what is your passion. Somebody says, but God says that you will grant the desires of my heart. Careful. Because some desires, you have to just dissatisfy it. Don't follow that interest. Don't follow that desire. If you follow that desire and you commit yourself to that cause, you commit your money to that cause, you are preventing God's rule from coming in your life just to satisfy your appetite. Because the food looks nice. And me too. I deserve good food in my life.
Shenye, nya wo pri ahwehwe, nya ye ade a ye wakono, ade a wadu nyina da so shenye. Esa se wan shenye, na wo di a kire betume jawo e de wakoboni mu. Menka se aduane de Onyankopon si wa hira me, enu te wo se bi didi ye shenye, nya wudi.
And I'm not just talking about foods, literal food. I'm talking about your interest, what you want to consume, what you want to spend on,
me kasa fa ne eye ade eye wakono nya aduane mu wabra bo a wu bo edi ade pot ne si wani so eye wakono dia opesa chinchina achi wuye wudi usika no ho ade nyina ahyem eye de ade
came to tell you crucify some desires
me ba ka kire wo se nyu enkati de bia na opa bia wo wu mu no shase ebo na se
if you are a man giving to appetite the bible says take a knife and kill yourself
bible says se wo ye nipa bibiara wo kondo afasikan
because as you follow it you will see that you are moving away from what God has ordained for you. It's a wrong investment altogether.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.